We have got a big new soloscope at school that's provided to us by a lovely grant from the Worshipful Company of Glass Sellers of London, and we're going to be running that out in the field to look at the sun, and we'll also have a couple of telescopes up looking at the moon, and it will look fantastic because when it's that sort of like first quarter as it's going to be, you get lots of shadows on the craters. And although it will be daylight when we're looking at it, it'll have a lot of detail to look at.
And this new telescope, what will it allow you to see?
We had a small solar telescope before. This is about twice the aperture and just, you know, four times as valuable without a figure on it. But it's a fantastic piece of kit that lets us see the slightly cooler clouds on the surface of the sun in a very thin section of red light. And that lets you see that, and that lets you see all the sunspots and all the features are going on the surface that you can't normally see because the sun is so bright that normally you can't see it. It makes it a much more interesting and dynamic object. It changes, the sun changes its appearance every 15 minutes when you look at it through the telescope. So all features are changing. You can see, you know, stuff going off the surface and stuff landing on the surface as it falls back on. It makes it quite a cool thing to look at.
And just for safety reasons, it's sensible for people to come to an event like this because you shouldn't look at the sun with any kind of device, should you, like a telescope?
Indeed, I'm glad you said that. No one should look at the sun without the proper equipment, but we have the proper equipment and we know how to use it. So these are specialist telescopes with filters that allow you to look at the sun. They cut out 99.99, you know, percent of the sunlight. So that you're not at risk of hurting your eyes, but we regularly check the equipment to make sure that it's doing its job.
These events, they've proved really popular in the past, haven't they? And you know, they're open to anyone, and it's a great learning chance, isn't it?
Yeah, they really are a good public access event. You know, obviously we'd love our students to come along, but literally anyone that wants to, you don't have to have a child with you. You can come along just because you're interested. You know, we are supported by Kernow Astronomers, who are a great group that come along and support you with their telescopes. They know a lot about what they're looking at. So it's good to hear from an expert. Looking through a telescope is great, but if you've got someone there that can point things out to you, it all means a lot more.